oldest piece that I, you can come on. You know, I appreciate this guy. Above anything else, I appreciate his faithfulness, but his faithfulness to God. That surpasses everything to me. Number one, be dedicated unto him. But I appreciate your faithfulness to the Lord. And I pray the blessings of God upon you. So without further ado, give you full attention to what it is.
Thank you. Now let's give Jesus a hand clap. Come on! He's the one that deserves it. I don't deserve it. We never believe we deserve anything. We never believe. Everybody had a great week. And I know there were some troubling times in that week, because he doesn't promise all good times. So I'm gonna show you all an exercise that I do. And I want y'all to do it with me. It's not like me and Joe do. Don't worry about that. Should have seen Jelaine's face. I thought she was going to roll over. There's many exercises, but this one came to my mind when I had did something real bad. It was not of God. And I kept praying during the day that he would lift it from me. But you know, at night when you lay your head on that pillow, it seems to always come back. And it comes back full force and real hard. So I learned this, and I'm going to have y'all do it. Y'all just stay sitting. Just calm down. I want y'all to clear your minds. And I want y'all to close your eyes. Who knows the power of the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. Just call out his name. Go ahead, call out his name.
Jesus.
In your voice,
Jesus.
Call out your name.
Jesus.
Father God, we come to you this morning, Lord. I lift up these, your children, to you, Lord. They're putting their mind on you and only you. The world is outside, Lord, and we're going to keep the world outside. Because you said in your word that where the light is, there is no darkness. We feel your presence in this place this morning, Lord, through your music service. We are healed through your music service. We are healed through the things that you do each day, Lord, for us, Lord. And we want to thank you, Lord. And we want to call out your name every time we need you. We want to call out Jesus. 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 Because we know there's power in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
There is power in your name. So we're going to use that power, Lord, against the devil. Against anything that's not right in us. We're going to clean out the dross that's in our bodies. And we're going to call you in. So only light would be in us, Lord. Give us all an open mind today so we can hear your words. So we can learn. Help us with our faith today, Lord. As we hear the word of God, we know our faith grows. Help us, Lord, as we go through this service. Help me, Lord, to say the words that I need to say, Lord. Help me to talk to your people, Lord. That's what I want to do today. I want to talk to your people, Lord. I want to say the words that you want to say, Lord. Help us in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. And everyone said,
amen. Amen.
I do that often at night. Because I'm sure everybody understands that when you lay your head down, and you close your eyes, everything that's done in the day just keeps rolling into your head. Might not be all bad, but before we go to sleep, we want our mind on the Lord. We want our mind on Jesus. We want to wipe out everything that's happened that day. And I sleep much better when I take out the world out of my head, when I lay on my pillow and I put him in my head. He wants our mind. He wants our body and our soul. He wants our spirit to be on him daily. All the day long, as David said. All the day long. That was just a little nugget, how they say. I got y'all listening.
for the word.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today, I'm going to speak a lot about Jesus. I mean, that's what he wants us to do.
I guess.
He wants to talk us to talk about his crucifixion and his resurrection.
I don't know it enough.
He wants you to talk about the cross. You can bring anything to the cross, and he will handle it. But you have to have the right heart. So while I was driving to work, I listened to the Bible in the morning. I plug in my phone in the daytime, and I turn the radio up a little bit louder, and the word is spoken. So they tell me faith is by hearing the word of God. So I want to hear that word. I daily. So I listen to it. And about a month ago, I was driving to work, and man, all of a sudden, Jesus asked so little of us. Did y'all ever think about that? He asked so little of us. He doesn't ask us to run the mile, and I thank God for that. He don't ask us for things that we cannot do. We say that a lot at work. I won't ask you to do anything I won't do. Jesus will not ask you anything that he wouldn't do. He will not ask you. No, in that point, he's there to help you to do what he asks you to do. You can always fall back on him. So that's what I named it, because it's so simple. If y'all ever heard me speak before, y'all know I don't use 3-inch words because I don't understand them. I use words that I can understand. So if you know me, he only asks me the little things that he knows I can do. He pushes us. But we think he's pushing us because we don't think we can do those little things. So we think he's pushing us, but he's not. He knows we can do what he asks. Right, Miss Lee? Let me ask you to sing. Maybe you can sing to that young woman. He knew you could do it. He didn't ask you for something that you didn't know how to do. He asked you for what you can do. Very scary. I still am. I'm very nervous. Anytime I get in front of people. But I do it daily now. So I shouldn't be nervous. But when I'm at work, I'm worried about the person next to me that's gonna mess up or something like that. Over here, I'm worried about the master. I don't wanna mess up. I don't wanna mess up in front of God. So I don't. After a while, I start talking. It goes away because I know I can't mess up in front of God right now. Because it's not me that's doing this. It's the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit doesn't mess up.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit and God does not make mistakes.
Amen.
Father God does not make mistakes. And one day, when we walk in the streets of gold, we're gonna know why He did the things that He did. Don't worry about it today. If you don't know why he's doing this, don't worry about it, because you will know someday. You will know.
Amen.
Now, Jesus asks so little of us. So me, when I get into something, I gotta look it up. No matter if I know what the word is, word means, or anything like that, I still have to look it up in the dictionary. It's part of what I do. So I looked up the definition of little. Some people think that's little. Some people think that's little. So it means different things to different people. But in the definition that I'm going to use today, little is used to emphasize how small an amount is. I'm going to go over some scriptures today, and you're going to see what I mean after the scriptures, how the amount is small that Jesus is asking for. And what Jesus does with that amount after. So I hope this helps you as it did help me studying it. So what we're going to do first, and I think I gave it backwards to Andrew, we're going to go to Luke 21 first. And I'm going to read verses 1 through 4. And he looked up and saw the rich man casting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor woman, a widow, casting her tithes to mites. And he said, of a truth I say unto you, that this poor woman hath cast in more than they all. For all these have of their abundance cast in unto the offering of God, but she of her penury hath cast in all the living that she had. Now it goes from there to a different place. So she casted in her tithes for the day. And Jesus looks at us casting in our tithes each day. And I'm not going to talk all day about tithes. It's just that's where this is all started. He saw her heart cast in the little. It didn't matter to him how many mites she cast in there. I don't even know what a mite is. It's a pin. So, less than a pin. So, she gave from her heart, knowing that she wanted to obey the word of God. She wanted to do what God asked. So, she obeyed God. And till today, I wonder, when you obey God, the rewards you get. I think the reason that he stopped there, because there was not enough room in his Bible to write the gifts that he gave her after she obeyed him from the heart. Her faith was large. Her giving up everything she had, knowing that he was the Father. He was the ruler. He was her provider. She threw in the two mites, her last two mites, and she walked away from there. And in my heart, I see her getting everything she needed the rest of her life because of her own obedience. Hallelujah. Today, I was driving, and I got a penny, and I got a dime. It's just nice. Look at that penny and that dime. Out of all the coins that were made, which one is smaller?
Dime.
He was measuring. The smaller coin is the dollar. I think God did that for a reason. God only asks for 10% of what you have, which is not yours in the first place, it's his. He's just letting you use it until it's time for you to go to glory. But look at it. I think he made the dime smaller because you give him a little. You give him a little. For every dollar, all he asks for is the smallest coin that's made, is the dime. So when you give him that dime, you're obeying his word.
Amen.
It's a little bitty dime. What he does with that dime when you do give it to him is overwhelming. It's unimaginable what happens when you give that dime. The rewards, the grace. Oh, I can just keep saying all the adjectives that it does. But we don't have enough time. You want to go home and eat. Take this dime and go into the world. Go to any store, any place, and what can you buy for it? Tell me what the world's going to give you for a dime. Now think about what God gives you every time you give Him His 10%. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. I think Andrew was telling me something. He might be able to buy with a dime earlier today, but I still can't fathom. Now, when I was younger, not George Lane, when I was younger, Mom and Dad would give me a dime. I can go to the store and get two or three candies with and pay the taxes. Today, if something's a dime, you're going to freak out first. And then second, you're not going to still ain't going to be able to buy it because you can't pay the taxes. So what you going to do? We think the world is this and that. It's not about the world. It's about going to the Father when you need something. It's not about going to anyone else but the Father. He's going to direct your path. And you continue obeying Him, it's going to be unbelievable. Unbelievable. Let's go to another story. Another story. We're going to go to 1 Kings 17. And I'm going to start reading at verse 8. Give y'all a second to get there. I'm not flipping through my Bible because my letters are a little bit too small in my Bible for me to read like this. And I don't want to wear my glasses. Starting at verse 8, and the word of the Lord came unto him. This is Elijah, saying, arise and get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zion, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain you, to feed you. So he's going on blind faith. He has no food. There's no rain. There's been no rain. So they couldn't grow no crops. This is no food. So he's sending out Elijah to a place where I don't know if he's been before, to a woman I know he hasn't met before, and he tells that Elijah that she's gonna feed him. Don't worry. So he steps out on blind faith and he goes. So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I'm gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat and die. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me therefore a little cake first and bring it to me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord of Israel, thus saith the Lord. I love them words. Thus saith the Lord of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the sayings of Elijah, and she and he and her household did eat many days. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He asked for so little. For so little. Might be all you have. It might be all you have. Your neighbor's hurting. You know he needs something? It's the last one you have. What do? Step out in faith? Or are you just holding? That's the question that we ask each other each day. Well, I don't know. Well, I don't this. No, you don't know. This is hard. No, you don't know. But we have a Father. We have a man called Jesus that went to the cross for us. Would you think that he would go to the cross for us and then let us die? He went to the cross for us, for our sins, so we would not die. That we would have everlasting life or eternal life. That's what he did. How long God has been feeding each and every one of you in here and me? How long has he been feeding us? I had a job over 16 years ago that I was working. I was pulling out my heart in it. I wasn't looking for another job. I was doing my work. One day I get a phone call. It's the general sales manager at where I'm working now for 16 years, Service Chevrolet. And he asked me if I would like to have lunch. Go ahead, ask. That and I mean it. I like to have lunch. I really do like to have lunch. And from there on, I've been there 16 years. God sees your heart. God sees what you need. God also sees what you want. And he gives you what you want also. You just have to follow him. Audrey and I come off of a cruise. We took a week's vacation in September, November maybe. We come at home and say, oh, Audrey, oh, if we could have one in February, that would be nice. I'm ready to go back. Well, God knew my wants. Not my needs, because I didn't need it. God knew my wants. And like 2 weeks ahead of time, you were looking on the computer. They had a space. We paid for a 7-day cruise. We paid $200 and something a person for 7 days. It was 10 days before the cruise. She found it. She calls me. I got to make a vacation plan. The dealership wants at least 6 months or something like that. They want months before you. And I only had 10 days to do this. And I went to my boss, and there was no hesitation. Yes. I knew it was from God. That just doesn't happen. That has to be from God. So he knows your wants too. Just keep obeying. Just keep obeying.
Amen. Amen, brother.
But this widow woman and this son, she gave to Elijah her last. She was playing on dying. But guess who had a different plan? Who knows? God has a different plan for us.
Yeah. Go ahead.
We don't know what that plan is today.
Come on.
And the widow woman didn't know what that plan was for her. But he wasn't going to let her die.
Yeah.
It wasn't her time to die.
Come on.
He kept filling that barrel and that cruise with flour and oil until he brought the rain back. We don't know how long that was. I don't, unless you know how long that I read and I didn't see it. But that's all God put on my heart today. He put on my heart that she gave so little. And he fed her probably for years, I would say. Probably back then when they had a drought or they had, this was long. This was not months like us over here today. This was years. The famine that he did in Egypt was, what, 7 years of famine? I don't know if that was 7 years, too. He likes to use those particular numbers, 3, 7, 12. So I'm sure it was one of those numbers. But he fed her, and all she had to do was feed his prophet. That's all she had to do. Just do the that piece of bread and that water and fed him, and God fed her you. Oh, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Luke 17, verse 6 says, and the Lord said, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed. Did anybody ever see a mustard seed?
Yeah.
How small that is. Can we imagine having anything in our mind that small? Most of the stuff in my mind is really small. But that's all he said. That's all you have to have. If you want your job to get better, if you want your kids to get better, if you want your family to get better, you need that mustard seed of faith. You need to hold on to that mustard seed of faith. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to continue reading. Ye might say unto the sycamore tree, but thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it shall obey you. He's talking big here. Your little mustard seed is going to make such enormous things that you cannot imagine doing happen in your life. Who in here can physically pick up a tree and throw it into the water? No one. God can, through you. The things he does through his children, that's what we were made for him. So he can fellowship with us. How many knows every time you talk to God, you pray? You're just asking him a question, you're praying. You're telling him thank you, you're praying. That counts in the time you need to spend with him. I'm not a perfect mathematician, but in a 24-hour day, if he asks for 10%, how much of that day you should give to him? We tell you all a lot of you, you should be reading your Bibles. I'm not going to tell you how long you, but you're going to know how much time you need to spend in that Bible. But it's not just the Bible time that you need to spend with him. That's great. That's, you need that so you can have that mustard seed of faith. Because hearing the word will give you faith. Now, that doesn't mean you don't spend any more time with him. Honestly, talk to him all the time. A lot of the times I'm sitting at my desk and I sit across from the other managers and they say, oh, you talking to me? Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was actually talking to God. Oh, okay. They know me. But I do. I talk a lot. I thank him for showing me where that word was on that page every day. I thank him for him showing me where that number I'm off, that one number I'm off that I can't find. And I just sit down and I relax and I say, God, give me the number, find it for me. And within minutes later, I found the number. And it's him. It has to be him. Because we can't do it on our own. And until we change our ways and do it his way, it just will not work for us. It's not about us. It's not about us. I'm making good time. Oh, y'all doing good. I was telling Andrew I might have to tell y'all to listen a little bit faster. But how many people, after they pray and ask God for something, just sit there and wait for it? I'm waiting for him to do something. I'm waiting for him to do this. I'm waiting for him to do that. Pray. Call out to him. Talk to him. Tell him what your needs are. Pray for a friend. That's cool. Everything's great. Pray. Ask him. Then believe it's done. Sounds funny. Believe it's done. Might not see it. That's not part of faith, seeing something. Part of faith is knowing that God's going to do it. It's got to be biblical. It's got to be in His Word when you ask Him. But ask Him. And then walk away believing it's done. Leave it at the altar. Leave it at His feet. Whatever phrase y'all use, leave it at His feet. And then believe it's done and walk away from it. That's when you see your miracles happen. That's when you see all the things that you wanted to see. My biggest prayer is seeing my kids in church. I've prayed that multiple times. And I continue praying for it. I didn't think God was listening. You don't think God's listening. But God's time and our time is not right. It's not the same. His thoughts and our thoughts. Thank God. I want Him with bigger thoughts than I got. When He gave us, when He showed us that cruise and we went on it and it was just me and Marjorie and we had a great time. It was wonderful. It was unbelievable. But it was structured by Him. That's what made it so wonderful. You pray. I want this. I want companionship in my life. I've been hearing that a lot.
Amen.
I want companionship in my life. I want a spouse in my life.
Amen.
I want a perfect job. There's no such thing. I want a perfect job.
Amen.
I want my children healthy. I want.
Amen.
You pray it, you believe it's done, and you walk away.
Yep.
It will come to pass. It will come to pass. The newest member of my family, Amari Ashaya Moe. I sit there and I wonder a lot. I sit on and I'm in the scriptures or whatever I'm doing, and I look over to her and I say, God wants me to be like her. Y'all know that? God wants me to be just like her. Ask for what I want and appreciate what I give. She asks for so little. And Paul gives everything. She asks for so little. That's all He asks for. To obey His word. To obey what He asked you to do. I'm going all out now. I then opened my mouth and I said the words. I'm gonna start ministering. I got a good teacher, and I got the best father around that's gonna show me what I need to know. I stepped out on that path. Now there's no turning back. Oh, I want to turn back. No, I really love to be up here. I love to talk to y'all. I love to teach. I pray that I have said something that has lifted y'all today, that maybe learned today. But Jesus has so little. Don't turn Him down. Don't turn Him down. Because we do that. I've turned Him down multiple times. But He still comes back. He's not going to leave it or forsake us. Stand in your word.
I've done it.
His two-edged sword says that He's not going to leave or forsake us. Hallelujah. In the last 5 months, things have been happening in this world that hasn't been good. A lot of young people are passing away. 5 months ago, me and Margaret were sleeping in bed and we got the awful call that our brother-in-law had passed away. He was sick, but that was the last thing we were waiting for. Just out of the blue, God took it. God took a very spiritual man. If y'all ever heard that man sing to God, it moves you. It's unbelievable, the strength that he had in his singing. It was unbelievable. But God took him too early, according to us. God's time was perfect time. He had something else to do with people up in heaven. We all have his plans here, and we all have his plans up there. We just need to stay with him and obey him. A few months ago, it might be a couple of months now, my cousin, working in his yard, they were figuring he was taking a little bit of too much time outside, so they went and looked for him, and he had a massive heart attack. Way too young. Way too young. Y'all need to make yourselves right. What, 2-3 weeks ago now, since the accident? Just a week. Kids are going to the Sonic they were going to. They went get them some treats. They were coming back from Abbeville, headed to their home, and they didn't make it all the way home. They had a head-on collision with a young gentleman, and two survived and two didn't make it. These kids were 15 and 16 years old. So don't say I'm too young, that's not going to happen. It's not our timing. I pray for the family. I pray hard, and I'm still praying for the kid that was in the hospital. I can't imagine what he's going through right now, knowing what had happened. Knowing the times that I grew up, the exact same thing that happened to me. My heart is still heavy for this young man, and I'm praying for him every day. Pray for the two girls' family. Pray for Creed and Darius. Creed is still in the hospital. Darius is home. Pray for these kids that they make themselves right with God. If they don't know, we don't know the time. We don't know the time we're going to go. We don't know the time he's going to come. Maybe we're not going to see that type of death. Maybe we're going to see him in the north, in the eastern skies. That's going to be a great day when he comes into the eastern skies. I get to meet the man that went to the cross for me. I get to see him face to face. What's that song that Can't Wait to See His Face? Played last week. It just keeps going. All of the day that will be when I see my Jesus. What a day that's going to be. So children of God, today is the day. Not in a half an hour, not in an hour, oh, I'm going to do it later. This is the time that you stand up. This is the time that you want to be saved. Because no one in here knows exactly what's going to happen to them when they step one foot out that door. No one in here knows. Only the Father knows. He knows how much time you have left on this earth. Without getting saved, what's going to happen to you is far worse than I can even imagine. If you can't imagine how good God is, then you can't imagine how bad hell is. So whatever you think hell is, multiply that 70 times 7.
probably worse than that. Worse than that. I'm closing with this. Jesus only asked so little of us. So little of us. He asked so little of us. Just take the time to do what he asked you to do. Because I promise you, he's going to reward you in ways you cannot imagine. Amen?
Amen.
If y'all can all stand now. Who doesn't know Jesus in here?